Well, actually, last night we had two more players say, actually, they told me last night that they will stay in the draft. That was Auburn's Jameson Brewer.
Yeah.
And Pepperdine's Brandon Armstrong. And I think what's an interesting trend, more than, as Mike says, the 15-year-olds that are declaring, is that you've got guys now saying basically that they're okay with the second round.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is a huge statement, that if they're going to be okay with being in the second round and staying in the draft where there isn't a guaranteed contract, then that means that, yes, college basketball is in a little bit more trouble.
What's the thought process there? Why are they? I mean, why do they think it's better to go in the second round?
Well, what it is they think that there's an outside shot they can get in the first round, so they want to take that gamble. And they've gotten a little bit of a taste of being at the NBA. They wear literally the NBA jersey at the draft camp. They see all these scouts. They don't understand, because this was an example with Jason Gardner from Arizona, where he just didn't get, you know, how the scouts could judge that Kenny Satterfield or Omar Cook would go ahead of him when he felt that they weren't that much better than him in Chicago, even though he didn't play well. And so they just, a lot of these guys just don't comprehend if they're up and down on the same basketball court with guys like Gilbert Arenas, who are supposed to go in the first round, how that wouldn't be, you know, how, basically they don't understand how they can't be in that same position. So there are a couple guys that still need to make a decision. Indiana's Kirk Hastin looked like he played well enough to be in the first round, so I think he will stay in the draft. Trenton Hassell from Austin Peay was really wavering. He's a potential first-round guy, so he, you know, his decision still hasn't been made. And USC's Sam Clancy is another guy who seemed like he was leaning to going back to college, even though he would go somewhere late in the first round. He just didn't think that was high enough. So there's a switch where you get a guy that's actually thinking about going back to school because he doesn't want to just be late in the first or in the second. And one other guy of note is Kentucky's Keith Bogans, who would certainly have an effect on the Wildcats season. He right now looks like he's leaning going back to school because he is definitely a mid to late second round pick.
All right, let's talk about who looked good and who didn't look good at this camp. Most notably, let's talk about who are going to be the top five players selected in this draft. Washington, the Clippers, the Hawks, the Bulls, and the Warriors have the top five. Now, a lot of people expect Washington to vacate that number one pick, but be that as it may, who are the top five players as of today in this draft?
Well, I think those five players are somewhat are starting to get formed here, but you're right. Even though Washington will probably trade this pick, there is going to be someone who goes number one.
Right.
And in talking to these players on Saturday, they don't care what team they go to. If they're number one, that carries a ton of weight, prestige with it. Even if Washington trades them to Vancouver or wherever, they're still the number one pick. But it looks like right now you've got a group of Eddie Griffin from Seton Hall, Kwame Brown, the freshman from Glynn Academy who signed with Florida,
the high school
Shane
kid,
Battier,
right?
The one senior in this group from Duke, Eddie Curry from Thornwood High in Illinois, and then the fifth player, there's some debate, but I mean, right now I think it's going to be Tyson Chandler, another high school kid from Dominguez, California. But a couple guys that could slide in there are Paul Gasol, the 7-footer from Barcelona, who's really like a poor man's Dirk Nowitzki. He's a skilled big man who runs the floor with the ball. I mean, he's a ball handler, plays like a small forward even though he is 7 feet. And then Rodney White from Charlotte, a 6'9 forward who can handle the ball a little and score inside and out. He could be a guy that could sneak up into that top five because he's doing very well in workouts.
Who hurt themselves in this camp?
Well, these guys, by the way, weren't in the camp. The elite guys come on Saturday for the physicals. They stay through today, but then they're available to the news media on Saturday. The camp is really for guys who are late first round or trying to move up and then in the second round. And probably the biggest surprise was Stephen Hunter from DePaul, and he's got a great shot to get into the first round. He's been working out with Tim Grover, who's Michael Jordan's agent.
His workout guy, guru, right.
And actually, I did ask him on Thursday, you know, how Michael's looking, and he said, no, I can't talk about him. So, you know, he works out about 4 or 5 times a week there, and Hunter plays pickup with him. Hunter's a guy that didn't play great at DePaul. They didn't have a good year, so people didn't notice him, but he's 7 feet. He's a shot blocker. ran the floor well, and when a big man stands out, literally, he's got a great shot to go in the first round. It looks like right now Stephen Hunter will. So he was probably the guy that got the most buzz out of this camp.